that's the way we always thought it would be. In the winds still lives of September, how we met, decked out like aces, we'd be anybody's bet, 'cause we were
Miss Joni Mitchell.
Barney to the side.
the sorry face you get to wear. I'm gonna tell you again now if you're still listening there. If you're driving into town with a dark cloud above you, dialing the numbers bound to lure you. If you're lying on the beach with the transistor going, kick off the sand flies, honey, the love.
Oh, you gotta love that, right? I love that. Live Joni Mitchell. You turn me on. I'm a radio. And before that, we heard Ricky Lee Jones. That was going out by request. That was Coolsville. Some live opera more Four Leaf Clover. And we started out our show today with Patty Griffin and Getting Ready. Hey, out there in Radio Land, this is Jane, and you're listening to Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday between 11 and 1, and we play music by women across all musical genres. We love our listeners. And the studio line here at WMFO is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
If you go down just want to wish a happy birthday to my friend Len. It's his birthday today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can applaud. So this next song was written by an artist named Harry Chapin. And yeah, he's one of my favorites. Thank you, smattering of people. I think he was really underrated. He had these beautiful storytelling songs, but they were too long to put on the radio. And they're all like little films. They're so beautiful. And this particular song is called Mr. Tanner. Oh, yay. And he was in New York on a gig, and he opened the paper and he read this review of a gentleman who came to do a one-off concert. And it was not a good review. And for some reason, it really struck a chord with Harry Chapin. And he tracked this man down, Mr. Tanner, tracked him down, found out about his life, and wrote this song for him. And the spoken word part that I do in the middle of the song is the actual word-for-word review that inspired the song. Mr. Tanner was a cleaner from a town in the Midwest, and of all the cleaning shops around, he made his the best. But he also was a baritone who sang while hanging clothes. He practiced scales while pressing tails and sang at local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice that poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gift instead of cleaning coats. Was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. His friends kept working on to try music out full time. A big debut with rave reviews, a great career to climb. Well, finally they got to him, he would take the flame. A concert agent in New York agreed to have him sing. And now plane tickets, phone calls, money spent to rent the halls. It took most of his savings, but he gladly used them all. Cause music was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. He did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. The evening came, he took the stage, his face set in a smile, and in the half-filled hall, the critics sat watching on the aisle. But the concert was a blur to him, sputters of applause. He did not know how well he sang, he only heard the flaws. But the critics were concise, it only took four lines, and no one could accuse them of being overkind. Mr. Martin Tanner, baritone of Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks the range of tonal color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. He went home to Dayton and was questioned by his friends, but he smiled and just said nothing, and he never sang again. Excepting very late at night, when the shop was dark and closed. He sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes. Was his life, it was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. don't go to therapy to find out if I'm a freak. I go and I find the one and only answer every week. And it's just me and all the memories to follow down any course that fits within a 50-minute hour. And we fathom all the mysteries, explicit and inherent. When I hit a rut, she says to try the other parent. And she's so kind, I think she wants to tell me something, but she knows that it's much better if I get it for myself. And she says, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? Ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? I say I hear a doubt with the voice of true believing, and the promises to stay, and the footsteps that are leaving. And she says, oh, I say, what? She says, exactly. I say, what? You think I'm angry? Does that mean you think I'm angry? She says, look, you come here every week with jigsaw pieces of your past. It's all on little sound bites and voices out of photographs. And that's all yours. That's the guide, that's the map to tell me where does the arrow point to her invented roses. And I, I know what people think, that it only makes you selfish and in love with your shrink. And oh, how I loved everybody else when I finally got to talk so much about myself. And I wake up and I ask myself what state I'm in, and I say, well, I'm lucky, 'cause I am like East Berlin. I had this wall, and what I knew of the free world was that I could see their fireworks and I could hear their radio. And I thought that if we met, I would only start confessing, and they'd know that I was scared, they would know that I was guessing. But the wall came down, and there they stood before me, with their stumbling and their mumbling and their calling out just like me. And I, ooh, oh, the stories that nobody hears. Collect these sounds in my ears. Ooh, oh, that's what I hear in these sounds. Ooh, oh, that's what I hear in these. That's what I hear in these.
Nodar, thank you. Live Dar Williams, that was What Do You Hear in These Sounds. Before that, we heard some more live stuff. That was Laura Benanti covering Harry Chapin's song, Mr. Tanner. And we started out that set with The Roaches. That is just one of my all-time favorite songs. That's called The Hammond Song, and that goes all the way back to 1979's album, The Roaches. It is 11:30, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. This is Something About the Women, and today is December 1st, which is also World AIDS Day. It was held for the first time, quite unbelievably to me, 30 years ago. It's held the 1st of December every year. And it's an opportunity for people worldwide to unite in the fight against HIV, to show their support for people living with HIV, and to commemorate people who have died. Globally, there are an estimated 34 million people who have HIV. And despite the virus only being identified in 1984, more than 35 million people have died of HIV or AIDS. Today, scientific advances have been made in HIV treatment, and there are laws to protect people living with HIV, and we know so much more about the condition, but despite this, people do not know the facts about how to protect themselves and others, and stigma and discrimination remain a reality for many people living with the condition. So World AIDS Day is important because it reminds everybody and our government that HIV has not gone away. The federal theme for the 2018 observance of World AIDS Day is saving lives through leadership and partnerships. And you can get more information locally here in Boston from a fantastic organization called the AIDS Action Committee at www.aac.org.
I can meet you in the rain. Let the spit and punches fly. I can meet you in the rain. But one of us is bound to cry. Why do we fight? Why do we fight? Why do we fight? How can a love so pure and true
You know, I finally learned to break the rut. Oh, gently, gently harness the love of someone. And equal parts of weight and trust is in control.
Greatest fascinations in life has always been a little store where you can go in and get a vanilla Coke and listen to the popcorn machine go pop, 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 and dig through a record bin and find a record for 69 cents that you always wanted all your life. When I was in high school, the only way you could get from North Austin to South Austin on the bus was to get off the bus in Central Austin and get on another bus. And where you changed the bus at 6th and Congress was a place called a Woolworth store. And I always had just enough time to run into the Woolworth store and get myself a vanilla Coke, dig through the record bin, wink at the boys, and get back on the bus. Woolworth stores are the same everywhere in the world. They have this wonderful smell to them. They smell like popcorn and chewing gum rubbed around on the bottom of a leather-soled shoe. And the first time we went to Europe, we landed in London and we were driving through central London and we came around a corner and by golly, there was a Woolworth store. I wanted him to stop the car and let me out so I could go fill up my suitcase with unnecessary plastic objects. And if you've ever been in a big Woolworth store where there's an elevator or a lift, as they say in Europe, every time the doors open on the elevator, they make a little noise like this. I've often been asked what that little noise was. And that's what it is. It's the elevator doors. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And it was the aisles of the 5 and 9. And they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. They'd dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer than I eat. Dance a little. Tonight at this 5 and 9. Eddie played the steel guitar and his mama cried cause he played in the bars. And he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up Cause he'd sing, dance a little closer to me. And dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this fair. One of the boys in Eddie's band took the shine to meet us in. So Eddie ran off with the bassman's wife. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune, sporting the sweeter back by his side. And he sang, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and nine. Dime store novels of a love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night. And still sing, dance a little closer to me. Yeah, dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's close. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She really made the whole world count her shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And it was the Isles of the Five and Dime, and they lived a mighty simple life, cause it was the Isles of the Five and Dime. We could all go tomorrow and take a date, and we all cross the aisles of the five and nine.
Going up.
Close your eyes. Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every